is KXCI Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada, and I'm an assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science at the University of Arizona. Today, it gives me great pleasure to interview and learn more about Leah Osana. Leah, how's it going?
Hi, I'm great.
Talk about your program. What department are you in college?
I'm also in the Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science, which is in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. I am doing research. It's a lab that's also in our department, Dr. Raina Mayer's Environmental Microbiology Research Group. And I've been with them for about 2 years now. It's a really great opportunity. Basically, what we're looking at is helping mining companies revegetate their tailings piles and waste rock dumps. Obviously, Arizona is known for their copper mining and has a really big industry. With mining, there's a lot of environmental consequences that come along with that. Now, due to, you know, better regulations, mines are required to clean up some of the environmental damage that's caused as a result of mining.
How is microbiology related to mine tailings?
Most of the time, people look at the above ground plant growth as an indicator of how well the revegetation and cleanup process is going. That's kind of what we think about when we think about cleanup. But there's also a lot going on below the surface. So there's the entire soil microbiome that supports plant growth. And when we look at the soil microbiome, we can get a much better picture about what's going on, because if the material doesn't have enough nutrients, then it can't support plants growing. By looking at the microbial community, we can get a better idea if the soil material can support plant growth or not.
So let's do a soils 101, right? What are the main constituents of soil?
What really makes the soil different than just dirt, per se, is the organic material. So that's like plants and microbes and anything kind of like living, like cellular biomass. This component is what really allows life to flourish in soils. Without that, then it's just kind of dead rock.
What do you plan to do when you finish with your undergraduate career?
Right now, I'm planning to go to graduate school. I've been looking into some different graduate programs, and I'd like to continue studying soil. But I think that I am more interested in agriculture and would like to look at the applications of soil science in agriculture rather than mining. But I've learned a lot from working with mining companies, and I've learned a lot about science and consulting and how those kind of work together versus just pure science as research. And I think that's also been really useful.
It's really, really exciting to hear about your work and what you've been doing when you are running your samples and looking at things in the lab. What are you listening to? What's your favorite band or song?
I actually didn't realize this before I started working in a lab, but a lot of it is kind of monotonous, doing the same thing, a lot of pipetting, which I really enjoy because it's something different than my schoolwork. I listen to a lot of music. I'm a very big fan of the Indigo Girls.
Nice.
They're my favorite. Yeah.
Well, Leah, we are so proud of you, and I'm very happy to have you as a student in our department, and we wish you the best of luck in all your future goals.
Thank you so much.
KXCI is in the midst of our fall fundraising campaign, encouraging you to make a sound investment in the station that brings you independent, locally produced programs just like this one. Because you value KXCI and Thesis Thursday, go to kxci.org today and invest in this critical community resource.